Hillary Clinton will be speaking at the Boeing Machinists Union Hall in Everett today. Clinton's relationship with the Boeing company goes back to her time as Secretary of State and Senator from New York. And if you look at some of her emails, that relationship looks cooperative, cozy. Seattle Times reporter Mike Baker, you've looked into this. What word would you use to describe the relationship between Clinton and Boeing?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I'd say it's close. They're very close. In the story, we use the word symbiotic. While she was at State Department, they're helping each other out. They're doing things to move each other's agendas.
And that's what happens with politicians, current and former and big corporations. Why were you interested in this story?
You know, Clinton and Boeing, they were very close when she was Secretary of State. When you're even comparing to other secretaries of state, they were particularly close. I think Jim McNerney, who was Boeing's CEO, once sort of said that she was like an advocate like no other in the past two decades, which I thought was kind of interesting, especially since obviously Bill Clinton's tenure was over that two-decade span. So they were particularly close, and the presidential race is heading in our direction finally. And so it's an interesting topic to explore.
And what did you find when you explored that advocacy relationship?
Yeah, you can definitely tell in Clinton's new emails that have been coming out in the last several months and, some of the diplomatic cables that were released by WikiLeaks, that there's just an interesting dynamic where Clinton's State Department is really a huge booster for not just Boeing, but for exporters in general. Exploring that certainly affirmed that her department, that was a big priority. On the other side, it was, while she's sort of helping them, Boeing's coming in and helping her. The company's helping her fundraise for the U.S. presence at the World Expo in China in 2010. They're supporting the Clinton Foundation and, sponsoring speeches that Bill Clinton did where, $250,000 speech that he did sponsored by Boeing. There's a dynamic there of they're very close and she's supporting them, they're supporting her.
And how unusual or eyebrow raising is that relationship?
Yeah, one of the government ethics watchdogs that we talked to just felt like it was unsavory. She felt like you can kind of notice the reasons why people might feel like there's a conflict of interest there to have financial support on one side while you're advocating for a private corporation. So she felt like it was edging onto a territory that was uncomfortable. At the same time, the State Department had their own ethics folks looking at this, and they approved Bill Clinton's speech sponsored by Boeing. They didn't see a conflict of interest there at all.
So maybe not breaking any rules or laws, maybe no conflict of interest. That's arguable. We're about to hold a Democratic caucus in 4 days. Why do this story right now?
Yeah, I think if you remember in the recent debate in Michigan, Bernie Sanders brought up quite derisively this export agency in the federal government that helps companies like Boeing sell to customers overseas. And he referenced it, the agency is the Bank of Boeing. And, at that point, Clinton's coming in and defending Boeing on her side. It introduced the issue really well to us as we start to look more closely at the candidates. And more recently, emails have been continuing to come out that really kind of shed some light on the relationship.
So finally, Mike, what do you want your reader to take away from your story?
It's been really interesting, the feedback already. Just as an example, I got two phone calls this morning from some Clinton supporters, and the first one called, and they were really upset. They thought the story was very unfair. They thought it was poorly timed because of the voting coming up. And then I got a call sort of just minutes later from another Clinton supporter who said, hey, finally, I'm so glad to see positive coverage in the Seattle Times. It's an interesting dynamic. I think, people read the story through their own lens and will probably make their own conclusions.
Reporter Mike Baker at the Seattle Times writing about Hillary Clinton's relationship with the Boeing company.